here's a story from The World.
American health officials may soon recommend that everyone get a booster shot for COVID-19. That possibility is sparking debates nationally and worldwide. The World's Alana Gordon covers global health for our show and joins us now. Alana, booster shots means in some cases a third shot, even if you've already had two shots. Is that happening anywhere around the globe at this point?
Yeah, for COVID-19, Israel just started a booster shot campaign for people over 50 years old. And that's a main place where people have their eye on because Israel started really early on when vaccines came out, vaccinating its population. Here in the U.S., it's been authorized just recently for people who are immunocompromised. And now just to clarify on this new proposal of a booster for everyone, that's not yet gone through an FDA process or through the main immunization advisory committee. I just want to be clear on that. But what appears to be going on is that scientists in the U.S. are in part looking at data from Israel and what they've been learning there.
And what have they learned?
Scientists I've spoken to have told me that some early data, again, it's very imperfect, that vaccine effectiveness against severe disease appears to wane a bit over time for people who are over the age of 55. And just to be clear, it's unvaccinated people who are far more likely to wind up hospitalized and dying, but that's a piece of information that scientists are looking at.
So are most scientists on board with boosters?
The situation is super tricky right now. There are splits. I talked with Dr. Carlos Del Rio about the U.S. possibility of moving forward with boosters. He's dean and professor at Emory's School of Medicine.
I'm not sure it's what we need to be doing, honestly. And I don't know if doing boosters will make you less likely to be infected with Delta.
I also spoke with Dr. Celine Gounder. She's an infectious disease specialist at NYU and served on Biden's COVID transition task force. She says there's a case to be made for people who are really immunocompromised to get a third shot. But for everyone else, she wants more data. Again, there's a lot of unknowns, though there is something she is really clear about.
You actually optimize individual protection by optimizing community immunity. And to do that, you need to have much more even spread of vaccine across the population.
So the real booster, so to speak, would be doing a better job of vaccinating those who remain unvaccinated.
And so globally, we're still in a place where there's a lot of uneven distribution of vaccines, where lots of the world remains unvaccinated. What's been the global response to the talk of boosters?
From many, it's outrage. The World Health Organization has been calling for a moratorium on all boosters until 10% of the population globally is vaccinated. Dr. Taleng Mofokeng is the UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Health.
You have large populations of people in the world who have yet to receive a single dose.
She spoke today about this very issue during a press conference, calling attention to the fact that right now, Carol, places like South Africa are not getting access even to the vaccines that are being made in the country. They're going to Europe and the U.S. And now we're talking about more demands because of boosters.
Because it's happening when so many people around the world have already been left out of the vaccine rollout, it would really deepen existing inequities. And in fact, as we always say, if you protect one region of the world, you are just shooting yourself in the foot because those gains will be very short-lived.
And so it's a real bind. You have individual and national interests to protect a population, but that may mean that the virus circulates more in other places, leads to new variants, and potentially puts us all back where we started.
Wow. The world's Alana Gordon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Carol.